It's been about a week now since last Easter celebration. I just wanted to show a few photos before we get started in today's message. And it's something worth celebrating, what's happening here in the life of the church. Can we show that first photo? So for those that weren't here to be able to celebrate Resurrection Sunday, it was just such a blessing to witness the children to lead us in worship. And they sang the song, "That's Why We Praise Him." And I just want to lift up and give props and thanks to our church school team. They're out in the other building right now, but really, really want to give them praise and credit for the good work that they do of each and every week relating and teaching our children and leading them in song and dance. Next slide. Just a blessing. There were probably about over, I heard that there were at least 1,000 eggs last Sunday. The picture doesn't really capture it, but I think there were at least 50 kids that were here in the courtyard as the anticipation and excitement was building up. They actually put tape all around the courtyard, counting off, ready, 1, 2, 3, and go. Next slide. So that's a picture of, Kobe, is that you or is that Kai? That's not you. All right. Okay. So you see a picture of a parent lifting up Emma, reaching for an egg at the very top of the tree. Just a very sweet and tender moment as our courtyard was lined up with parents, youth, and the children. And we just want to say thank you to the youth, to BYG, for really helping and participating in making it such a fun event. And then also for all the good work that you do for making BYG breakfast for our community and providing radical hospitality. Next slide. And I showed this last week, but this is just a reminder to us that our faith is not siloed, that we don't just worship here as a community in church, but we're out in the community actively engaging. There were a number of us here from church, including Lynn, Onishi, Reverend Derek, and myself. This is actually in front of the ICE headquarters, Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office. Many of us from various faith communities, United Methodist churches, gathered standing in solidarity, reaching out, representing and saying, we stand with families that are separated and being unfairly treated and detained. It was a beautiful day during Holy Week in which we gathered, sung songs, lifted up our prayers, and sharing of testimony. So we give thanks to God for not only that, but the entire Holy Week of engaging God actively. Let us pray. Holy One, known by many names, you make your presence known to us in the beauty of this spring weather, in the laughter we share together in community, in the tender moments we have with our families, in our moments of standing in solidarity with those who are struggling and on the margins, and by your presence with us in our moments alone. And as we pray and worship together this morning, speak to us, O God. Provide us a word, an image, a phrase, a thought that would draw us closer to you and to one another, but also move us to respond, to be your love and your peace in healing in the world. And may the words from my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last Sunday, Reverend Derek... Oh, and by the way, Reverend Derek and Miss Pam are in Hawaii for a wedding and also for some vacation time. So remember them in your prayers that they would have quality time together. And a number of folks here in the Blaine community are attending that wedding for the Miyake. So let's remember them as well. Last Sunday, Reverend Derek reflected on the John 20 scripture passage of Jesus' resurrection and encounter with Mary, and what it's like not to be recognized by even our closest friends. After having experienced some sort of change in our life, some sort of transformation, that people see something different within us, that they say, Derek, is that really you? Are you really being called to ministry? So Mary, in that moment, was weeping at the tomb. And she was having this conversation with Jesus, and she didn't even know. She thought it was the gardener. And in the same way, when we've experienced God in some way, through love, through forgiveness, through friendships, through community that we experience, we're changed. We're transformed to the point where people don't recognize us. There's something different about us. Has anyone ever asked you that question? There's something different about you. I noticed something different in your life. Do people recognize us and see a transformation within us? It's a question, a great question that we need to ask ourselves. Do our friends and people that we spend time with, do our friends at church, do our friends at school, friends that we grow up with, sense something a little bit different about you? Today's scripture passage from John isn't an easy passage. It's not an easy reality to live with about this Easter transformation. And if we look at the passage, what were the disciples doing? They were huddled in fear. You would think, having seen the Lord, that they would be transformed and changed, but they were afraid. To this group of disciples who were hiding behind locked doors, Jesus then comes into the picture, saying, "Peace be with you," giving them this peace, empowering them with the gift of the Holy Spirit. But there was one disciple who wasn't there, and they tell Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas doesn't believe him. And what happens next? A week later, Jesus appears again, saying, "Peace be with you." And oftentimes I ask myself, am I Thomas here? Are we Thomas in the picture? Unless we see proof. But something that we should notice here, the good news and the reminder in this passage, is that Jesus comes again and again to us, those who are hurting, those who are scared, those who are doubting, those who are confused, those who are not sure where we are in this, in our season of faith. That no matter how confused or scared or broken or hurt we are, Christ continues to come to us. Jesus continues to initiate with us. One of the memories that I have growing up is I loved going to retreats. So many of them were so foundational, spiritual markers in my life. Asian American Camp, Kohai, Christmas Institute. And I remember coming back, people would sense something different about me, about us when we're in that environment. But as we got into the routine, as weeks, months go by, we could get into that pattern of slowly fading back into how we were, and folks not seeing this change or transformation in us. But this passage is a beautiful reminder to us wherever we are today, this year, in your life, that Christ reaches out to us and comes to us again and again. No questions asked. Jesus comes and invites us, and that's grace. God's repeated presence, God's repeated invitation in our lives, that's grace. What are the things in our lives that we could relate to this passage of Scripture? What are those moments of fears? What are those stress things in your life right now? Whether it's fear, whether it's doubt, whether it's sadness, whether it's a particular relationship in our life, what are those things? This story is beautiful, that in the reality, in midst of whatever we're going through in our life, that Jesus, that God's grace is abundant, coming to us all the time. We tend to think of Easter as just a one Sunday, one and done type thing. But Easter, friends, is really a season of 7 weeks. It's a 50 days. They call it the Great 50 Days. A season of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, but also focusing on formation and how God and Spirit forms us within this season. Over the course of the last few months, many of you, some of you have participated. We've been gathering in the Lee Activity Center in the gym once a month, this new style of worship. Our hopes and dreams within this time would be having a time of faith formation, of not only praising and worshiping God, but actually having the space to work on spiritual practices. Practicing silence, practicing prayer together, and being together and sharing meals, and even having the space of breaking up into small groups and deeply listening to one another and sharing with each other. That was kind of kicked off by our church retreat last year. How many of you attended our church retreat, all church retreat in August, by show of hands? So we're getting pretty excited about this all church retreat that's coming up August 9th through 11th. And we believe it's an opportunity for us to connect and grow closer to God and each other in community. And we want to share testimony and kind of share experience of what that was like for some of us. And I'm actually going to invite Jill Nishi to come on up and to share a little bit about her experience at this church retreat last year.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Reverend Dion, for the opportunity to share a few reflections on last year's all-church retreat. Howard, Caitlin, and Zachary and I attended as a family last August and experienced a really powerful weekend of connections on many levels. First, the retreat was a time to connect more deeply with many of you, our Bling community and family, and to build deeper relationships with one another, something that we don't always have an opportunity to do, kind of given the hustle and bustle of each Sunday here at church. And these connections happened in some structured ways and then some more kind of organic and informal ways. We connected through small group time, and my group was made up of very long-standing members of the church, like Brad Miyake and Teresa Yagi, as well as newer members, John Lim, who I think I saw, he might be in the Sunday school, and Jennifer Liu, which made for a really rich set of diverse perspectives as well as sharing, and I think we were all really grateful for that time together. We also connected in more informal ways. We connected over Mexican dominoes. I sat with Dorothy and Shiz, who taught me to learn the game of Mexican dominoes, a game that I've actually wanted to learn for quite some time, and they were incredibly patient with me, and we had a good time together. And we finally connected through a lot of fun. I think one of the most memorable moments of the weekend was cheering on Caitlin, Zachary, and many of the kids, as well as, I'm convinced, a few certifiably insane adults. I won't mention Bob Sekijima, Mark Hearn, John Lim, who jumped off, if you can envision, an elevated 2-foot-wide landing onto now what we kind of affectionately refer to as a inflated blob in an attempt to catapult each other into the lake. So you kind of had to be there, but it was a lot of fun. The retreat was also a time to connect with the beautiful environment that surrounds us here in the Pacific Northwest. And some of you may be like me, where I find inspiration when I'm outdoors and can take in the beauty of what God has created around us. And the retreat facility was held in a beautiful setting just outside of Yelm. Teresa Yagi, who I don't think is here, led some early morning hikes carrying a backpack that I swear was bigger than her. I thought she was going to pull out like a portable stove and cook breakfast for us on the trail because her backpack was just so ginormous. Others of us ziplined through the treetops with a bit of trepidation, but ultimately with exhilarated smiles. And Bev and Tom did that with us and a few others here in the room. And not to worry, while I know that we can all appreciate the outdoors, this is not a weekend of hardcore camping. I know most of us, including myself, also appreciate indoor plumbing, flushable toilets, and we can absolutely guarantee those things for you at the retreat. And finally, the retreat was a time to connect more deeply to faith and to God through the thoughtful worship time led by Reverend Dion, Reverend Jeannie, and others, and also through a time of quiet contemplation, a time to simply sit, be present, reflect, take in the fresh air, or in my case, just taking some time to walk alone on a trail to seek out the presence of God. So for those of you who did attend last year, I hope you will come again. And for those of you who are thinking about coming, I encourage you to join us for the weekend. I promise there is no requirement to zipline or catapult anybody off of a big blob, although Dorothy, Shiz, and I may twist your arm to play a couple of rounds of Mexican dominoes with us. I hope we'll see you in August.
Thank you so much, Jill. And we want to show you this video that Ryan Kozu put together, kind of just sharing with you what folks had experienced at last year's retreat. Can we show that video? Amen. Props to Ryan Kozu. Is Ryan here today? He's here somewhere. Yeah, thank you, Ryan, for putting together that. What's that? Okay, he's here somewhere. And thank you, Jill, again, for sharing your story and experiences of how that retreat was for you. At this time, I'd like to invite Mark and Arlene as they come forward and lead us in response in worship. I just want to give that last invitation for you. Is that this retreat is just one of many ways for us here in this community to be connected deeper in community. We have various small groups that many of us are a part of, have been a part of for many years, but there's still others who are kind of, yeah, maybe I'll check it out. Then there's those who come our monthly BLT gathering. We have a spiritual formation group that gathers Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And perhaps God is inviting you in a way this Easter season to be more closely connected to God and others in community. And I challenge all of us to ask ourselves that question, what are the things that I am going to do this Easter season to not only celebrate God, but to intentionally connect closer to God? Let us pray. God, we're so grateful for your presence in our lives, that you are a God that continually shows up over and over and over again, never leaving us, always initiating relationship with us, even when we're hiding behind closed doors. Oh God, thank you for your grace, that it's abundant, that it's overflowing. Help us, oh God, to respond to your invitation of grace. And we pray for this year's all church retreat, Holy One. We pray even now that our time together in community would be rich, that would be so filled with your Holy Spirit that we would be moved, changed, and transformed. God, we want to discover more of you. We offer this prayer and our own prayer to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.